Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Just let go of your mind. That's a good place to start. How do you let go of your mind? Just notice your holding, that you're in it, that you're sort of, you know, doing it. That's all. When you bring awareness to that, ease will happen automatically. There'll be a easing and a spaciousness that begins to allow your thoughts just to wander off, and you can actually be here, regardless of what the mind is doing, thinking, remembering, fantasizing, arguing, complaining, judging, comparing. You know what it does. Helping. And let go of your body. That one's harder. It just means notice where you're holding, where you're holding back, or Teresa's here, pushing away. I'll let her get in. You might need to remind yourself, even now, oh, let go of my mind, my distractedness. If you haven't already installed a friendly, reassuring guide, do it now. Because you'll need that. You'll need her. You'll need him. You'll need them. Don't wait for it outside. Don't wait for the guidance and the reassurance outside. It's in you. It is you, that wisdom. Even if you're completely clueless and unconscious and unaware of it. Because the life force that made you and me and everything has that incomprehensible wisdom and intelligence functioning. So how you bring attention is the key. Not that you just bring mindfulness or awareness to what's happening, but how you do it, how the quality of how you approach your thoughts, your body, and your feelings. And now let go of them. Let go of the feelings. They're just energy, rivers, winds, oceans, rain, fire.
Yes, painful, yes, intense at times. But energy that's moving and needs to move, so. And you can learn if you have learned how to unconsciously learned, and most of us have learned how to unconsciously stop feeling because it's painful and we don't want to feel it and it means something bad. Or there's going to be consequences. But there's a way to be with that aliveness that just lets it move without hurting you or anybody else. And most people today have to relearn how to feel, how to allow the movement of energy through their body without the mind getting in there and dominating and making conclusions, which are basically defenses, right? Realize that your life begins now, always. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. That's your mind. Yeah. And when you realize that, awareness expands, spacious awareness expands, and everything, the future, the past, everyone you have known and who is gone and you loved is right here. We are an incomprehensible ecosystem that is a part of an infinite, unknowable ecosystem. And so to awaken is to align with that force. And then find out how to live this life each moment right now. Regardless of your circumstances, your condition, your health, your finances, whatever, relationships, whatever. Whether you have an incredibly difficult, overwhelming, impossible life, or you have the cornucopia of endless bounty. Usually when it's hard, you're interested in the truth sooner. Suffering becomes an asset. Why? Because you don't want it. And nothing works except to learn how to heal and to become free. And you all know this. I don't mean you know it intellectually. I mean, you might know it intellectually, but not really. It's not possible to know it intellectually. But you know it because it's the essence of your being. And that is what we're accessing here. And that's what we as limited human beings begin to trust profoundly. And the more you align with that, the more you open to that, the more it opens you and heals you, the richer your life becomes, the more fulfilled with love and appreciation and aliveness and availability. Because as human beings, we really long to be available. We long to love and be loved. That is really our human nature. So enlightenment isn't just about, you know, getting some real estate, I'm on top of a mountain and being in samadhi 24/7. I mean, that's a nice image. You know, those wonderful Chinese paintings with the sort of Taoist monk, whatever, the long little beard going up the teeny little trail up this incredibly steep precipice. But that's right here. See? That's right here. And after you discover what you really are, then you return back to your ordinary existence, brand new, with new eyes and a new body and a new heart. So of course you can find your way, even if you feel confused or lost or afraid or angry or frustrated or disappointed. Of course you can still find your way, because it's built in to who you are, to who everyone is. It has nothing to do with what you've read, what you've heard, or what you believe. Nothing whatsoever. It's the essence of the life force itself that you're accessing. Just like a seed, when it's planted in fertile soil and it's ready, it will germinate and grow and sprout and become like these incredibly beautiful flowers. Not because you convinced it. Because you converted it to your beliefs. So let go of all of your propaganda. Let go of all the advertising that you've bought and become imprisoned by. And free yourself from all of that burden so you can be fresh and alive and awake, new in this moment. So you can discover yourself the truth. That's the only way it works. And along the way, you unload all the baggage, and you get lighter, and you get more open, and you get more alive. Even if you're getting older and crustier. That doesn't matter. Love yourself, you know, I mean, really give yourself the nourishment and the reassurance and the tenderness that you need to grow, the patience and the forgiveness. Just that alone can make an extraordinary difference. The attitude you have about the process of your own healing, the attitude you have about this path. Don't give up on yourself. Don't compare yourself to other people. Not helpful. Everyone has their own unique journey. Period. The essence of the journey, the essence of the truth is universal. It's what we all are. And when you're tuned into that and you're with someone, you feel that energy, that presence, you may feel it here. And that's beautiful and wonderful. But how it unfolds you as an individual is unique. No one can tell you how that's going to work. So it's fine to learn practices and techniques and have therapies, and all of that's fine to utilize and explore and see what helps you, see what works for you. You know, utilize what works, let go of what isn't working, and keep experimenting, keep discovering, keep exploring, keep learning, because that's it. The life force, this creative life force that is our presence, that is the life force itself, is a learning force, like gravity. It's a learning force. And if you think you're done learning, you're dead. You're becoming ossified. So, flexibility, open-mindedness, beginner's mind, beginner's heart, beginner's body. Yeah. Everything you've done is important. Everything. Everything got you here. We're always doing the best we can, believe it or not. Even if you want to do better or wish you could do better or have done better, truth is, right now you're doing the best you can. I was telling one of my mentors years ago, I was remembering my Zen monk days or something, and I was speaking negatively about it in some way. And he said, don't beat yourself up in the past. Right on. That's great advice. Well, if I'd only known about this 10 years ago, I wouldn't have had to go through what I went through and blah, 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 blah. Bullshit. That's not true. I don't know. Appreciate the hard work you've done to be who you are and be where you are. Even if you want more, even if you hope for more or wish for more, that's okay. It's okay to want that. That's very human. But also, this journey is about finding peace. It's about finding fulfillment now, because now could be it. Could be the last breath in this existence. Right? So find out how to have this moment be the first and the most fulfilled moment of your life, because you're completely available, you're completely here, and there's nothing in the way, nothing. And that's what letting go of self is. That's what so-called no self is. I don't like the concept. It creates a lot of weirdness. It does. No self creates a split personality. It produces the spiritual identity, which is the hardest one to become conscious of and the most dangerous in history. And even today is dangerous, unfortunately. So be very careful. That's why what I'm sharing is really about how to be authentically yourself, your personal self. That's fine. Because when you realize the truth, you will be one with everything and also you. No problem. No problem at all. So. Sometimes it just helps to remind yourself something as simple as, wow, my life is beginning right now. Even if you think that's hooey, try it. try that attitude. What if I approach this moment right now like it was, like I didn't know what was happening, like I didn't know anything, that I didn't even understand what he's saying. I'm just here, open, available. Yeah, feel the space? Yeah. Give yourself permission to let go of thinking, of analyzing, of knowing. Just be. That's it. So you learn how to do the dance of the relative with the absolute. That's the middle way that Buddha was talking about. That's the dance. It's good to see you. Very good to be here with you. Good to feel you, you know. It's just so many people are awakening. It's beautiful, beautiful. There's no end to this journey. That's the amazing thing. And when you learn to be fully here, you're okay with that. It's not like a burden. It's actually, from a personal human point of view, a fascination. Even being at the grocery store and looking at this bowling ball grapefruit, like, that's 4 days worth. I like grapefruit. I have one of those little tools, you know, that my parents had one too, you know. So I cut my grapefruit in half. I get the sweet ones, you know, the pink ones. Yeah, okay, I love those. But these are so big. It's like, how am I going to get them, put them in the fridge? It's almost like they're almost too big for the shelf. I figured it out. Yeah, and you take the little thing and you cut the, and then you pop them out and you kind of squeeze some juice. It's so nice. That's how I start my breakfast. The smell, the color, the flavor. See? That's just being here. Okay. So if you want to come up, you have a question, you want to sit together, have something you want to deeply tune in together with, feel free to raise your hand. I'll call on you. Yeah, come on up.
So that's... somewhat of a mental question, but relates to being fresh right now. In this sort of journey of embodiment, it seems for me, the past couple of years, a lot of it is around mentally, around survival and career. And there's this interesting duality where everything is just this, which is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But then the mind, or situation-wise, where the mind thinks things are in life is not fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been going on for a while. And so it's this
interesting... Are you okay with that?
It's been a journey, and more I am.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
You have more humor about it.
Yeah.
Than you used to.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm glad to see that. That's a good sign.
I mean, I keep bumping my head into walls, but...
Human. Yeah. This idea of human perfection is wrong. Period. That's all.
Well, it feels more the opposite, like embracing the failure.
Yeah, right. Being nice to yourself, helping yourself along. Life can be a pretty rocky road.
Yeah, I've definitely learned that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the question was more about kind of stepping into your fears on the human level.
Mm-hmm.
And this sort of dance of embodiment, how necessary is that? Because it seems to me now that it is necessary, at least for now. And I've sort of been avoiding it in one way or the other, and that's why I'm bumping into walls.
Well, I think you've pretty much stated it. And then how? Jumping in sounds very radical. Like, I don't know if that's really how it works, but I think it's more...
Is that what I said, jumping in? I said I felt more like leaning into the fear, I should say.
Okay. Whatever. But... I would say really right here, being available for it to reveal itself. So it's not about your will, but more about letting it do what it needs to do. So we learn to be receptive to the movement rather than directing how we think it should be moving. Even there, you're opening more. So even the concept or the idea of fear needs to be noticed and released so that the actual visceral energetic is allowed on a very subtle level. I mean, it could be intense too, obviously, but the rising of fear pretty much is a deepening into presence. There. See, and it's doing it now. It does it. But how you're with it or how we're with it is where we can make subtle adjustments in our attention. That's what mindfulness training really is about. On a deep level. There, good. See, and you know presence. See, you can feel that happening. So the way you're allowing it will let it naturally discharge and transmute into presence. Okay. On the other hand, it's also important to express fears, if they're around survival, whatever, that you don't try to sort of spiritually bypass it with some, you know, mainlining presence. I just need another injection, another fix. But a lot of people do that. I've met people who did it for 30 sure. years. And then all of a sudden, boom, oh my God. So at some point you wake up to that. That's good. You already know. So that's great. So be nice to yourself. Be kind to yourself. And even if it's a part of you that's young and traumatized or just afraid, hey, make nice on yourself. You know, like, give yourself some TLC. Because sometimes we're like little kids, like even infants, who are very vulnerable, even helpless and overwhelmed. That's sometimes how we are. That's okay. I mean, I don't mean okay in that it's a good thing, but it's just that it's part of life.
I guess with my conditioned mind, it's hard. The habit is to jump into action, which if
have
I...
Have a what?
Habit is to jump into action.
Oh, right, exactly.
And if I hear you correctly, that's heavy-handed and very...
Yeah, it's not my will, it's thy will. I mean, to put it in old language. It's learning when to put in effort and when to let go. This is the interesting dance, and sometimes we don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to just trip and fall down and learn. We learn by experimenting, by making mistakes, so to speak. That's how we learn. It's fine. So you may find, I've been heavy-handed, I really get in there, I really do it. I know, I was the same way. Totally understand that. Then you find out that it doesn't work over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I think a lot of what I'm actually teaching is how to learn. Because we think learning is reading a book, hearing a talk, oh, now I know. That's not learning. That may be accumulating knowledge and being knowledgeable, not learning.
Right.
Learning is hard, and you have to do it again and again. It requires repetition, because we're habitual creatures. We're programmed, and our habits are unconscious. You know what Mark Twain said about habits? You can't throw them out the window. You have to coax them down the stairs one step at a time. So you learn to be patient and you learn what works. And some combination of sort of personal effort and the effort of the divine, so to speak. And when you align with that, it works together, and then miracles happen.
And the learning is the the learning part is the...
That's right.
The identification.
And the permission that it's okay to learn. We need to have permission to screw up and to make mistakes and to be caught up and reactive and shut down and acting out and whatever. We need permission. Otherwise, we become very, very, very restricted.
Yeah, I think it's very easy to be that.
Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not in a tangible way, like then my mind knows what to do with it, because obviously it's not part of it.
The other thing is you can ask into your deep wisdom in conscious mind, unconscious mind, or deep wisdom of your presence, just ask for help for what you need. So there's a kind of surrendering of your own will when you're tired of beating your head against the wall. Usually we're forced onto our knees before we ask for that kind of help. Because we're tough little critters. We're very stubborn. And we're very arrogant. But life will beat that out of you. We only learn the hard way. Learning is painful. The bud has to break in order for the flower to bloom. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was just thinking about you today, Ted, and wondering how you were doing. I'm so happy to see you.
Glad to be here. Very happy.
Glad you could make it.
I turned on my computer and saw your picture with your mom this morning.
Ah, tomorrow would be her 100th birthday.
That's what you said. That's amazing. But I really could get a sense of her beingness just through that photo.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, she's quite a being. As you know.
Yeah, and she passed away 4 days after her birthday, 14 years ago. She wasn't going to miss her birthday.
Well, this is my birthday today.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah. Happy birthday. It was my grandmother's birthday today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And rather be here than anywhere. So
nice.
This is where I am. But I've been, sometimes when I'm alone and I'm kind of slugging it out, you might say, on the cushion or whatever. But to come in here and into this energetic milieu, this cauldron of steaming, whatever it is, it's just
presence.
What a blessing! I mean, really.
Yeah.
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 A blessing. And really, kind of. That's so easy,
That's the real gift here. That's the real offering here. Of course. Always.
Oh, I wouldn't mind just sitting for a couple of minutes.
Oh, I wouldn't mind it either.
All right, let's just do it.
Sure. Oh, feel your heart. Beautiful.
Delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't it nice to be able to deeply tune in? It is a blessing. Yeah, sure is.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ted. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Please, come on up. Come on, have a seat. It's okay.
All of us talkative men, all hands.
Very considerate of you. The women here are pretty tough.
Yeah.
They wave their hands vigorously when they want to come up. They're not bashful.
Yeah. I know these women. But nonetheless.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I saw you speak in Berkeley.
Oh.
A few years ago.
Okay.
And I was down at Agia's in Palo Alto yesterday, and I was speaking with a gentleman who had studied with Jean Klein, and then I was on your website and saw that, or was reminded that you had a... He was one of your, I guess, primary teacher?
My first, I would say, significant teacher that I had a close relationship with for a number of years. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm setting up a session with you, with Lisa.
Oh, cool.
To see you.
Oh, groovy.
It seems like you're booked for the summer. But
I'm kind of, yeah, I'm, yeah. Because I'm away teaching a lot. That's the problem. So my schedule's limited right now. But
yeah. Yeah. So whenever
Sorry for that.
No,
I know
of
it's
course.
Been challenging.
Whenever that happens. So.
Yeah, good. I look forward to it.
So just maybe a little taste of what I really appreciated your talk just
Thank
a moment
you.
Ago. It really hit me right in the right place, and I appreciate everyone here so much. Definitely feel like I'm with my people.
Nice.
Usually I have for Agia, who I've been studying with for many years, or other teachers, a specific question, but I'm really feeling the need to, which is why I'm coming to see you one-on-one, to just explore just to explore for a moment
sure.
my experience and how you're just to interact with you around that for a moment.
Sure. Of course.
So.
What's your name?
Oh, it's Brooks.
Brooks, okay.
Yeah, Brooks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the way that I'm experiencing this moment is very simple, just very full of presence, just awake, simple, and I don't have a lot happening in my mind, mm-hmm. Or around me, or feeling it needs to be a certain way. I'm not having strong emotions, or I'm feeling a little bit vulnerable just because Ajah's even not so close to all the people.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm an introvert. Yeah, I'm an introvert at heart. But anyhow. So, is what we're experiencing right now any different at any time in your experience?
The essence? No.
Mm-hmm. When you say the essence...
Well, that's a tricky question to answer, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Can't be described.
What is it you want? What are you looking for right now with the question?
For all of my deep exploration for years and years, my experiences, my listening, my insights, my hearing the teachings, I feel like there's this great paradox, the gateless gate, or I'm sure we all run up to it, maybe multiple times, but I feel like I've run up against it in a certain way right now, which is, the simplicity of the essence is here. It's known. It's experienced. It's felt. The silence, the stillness, and yet there seems to be this accounting of this experience that seems, which you account in your many, many years of awakening, which Ajah would account, which others would account.
What do you mean account?
Well, in your story, in your, like, you know, your teachers, the experiences you had with your teachers.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm getting at all?
Not quite, but I'm with you. I still want to know what you want.
What do I want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there something you want?
It's a great question.
I feel that there is.
Yeah.
And maybe there isn't an answer that's obvious. Maybe it's a longing in you. Because, you know, often people have this longing that's very much a part of the seeking mind. Mm-hmm. That's very important, actually, for their effort on the path.
Yeah.
And even after awakening, it might still come up. It might still be part of your modus operandi.
Yeah.
And it may actually not be a problem just to notice that it's there.
Yeah.
So what maybe, that's what, can you feel that you're opening more right now?
Yeah.
So that's probably the truth, is that there's just some aspect of your human nature that's just longing for more or whatever.
Yeah.
And so maybe this is this all there is? Is it going to become, you know, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's something about that. I was reading this beautiful John Tarrant piece, and he's talking about someone working on waking up with a koan and just in such distress about that process, mm-hmm. and a wonderful story of being beaten over the head by some housewife with a broomstick, and then that, you know, and some, it just, there's a way in which I just feel so at home in myself, in the world, and I've had many troubles and issues and been slammed around and recovered, you know, all of that. I've been around the block enough times now, so that's all fine. And I'm so grateful for my life, you know, and the people in it and so forth. And in terms of my recognition of reality, I'm very comfortable, so comfortable with it, and yet as you're sensing, there's this way in which this something is like eating me alive. It's like where you just, you really want to almost die. You know, you want to just something. And it's not depression. It's not that normal type of, you know, it's something deeper.
Let's invite that here.
Yeah.
And give yourself permit. And did you feel how even when I said that, something opened more?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
I think this is an essential part of your...
Yeah.
Sort of, I don't know how to put it for you, but it isn't something you need to get rid of. It mm-hmm. isn't something you need to fix. Mm-hmm. It isn't something you need to figure out or understand. It's actually working. And you just need to allow it. It's mm-hmm. very much part of your human nature, but it's very much that interface that brings you deeper into presence. Now, does the presence and are there more and more discoveries and awakenings? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, that's there's no end to that.
Your story.
And Ajahn I've talked about. I mean, yeah. Oh, I mean, everybody I know who's become awakened.
Yeah. I really love
nobody.
I was telling my wife a little bit about it, and I was like, yeah, he had this, what you would just think of as just the most incredible awakening. And then he's like, oh yeah. And then I went off and saw, or I was a student of, you know, so and so.
Well,
was,
yeah, no,
it's so wonderful.
It's
so wonderful.
What that there's a certain end. What happened with Jean was what I would call the end of seeking.
Yeah.
Completely. But it wasn't the end of discovery.
Right.
On the contrary. And as a human being, I'm continually learning and growing and maturing, hopefully, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But also there's an energetic profoundness that also keeps developing. So the essence of it is, when I answered you, the essence is always the same. Even from when I first had an awakening at 16,
right,
the essence is the same. But
it's
my
essence we're experiencing right now.
Yeah. And that's what I recognized when I was with Jean Klein. I thought, oh my God, he's resonating on that frequency that I had the experience of at 16. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, we were in love. Mm-hmm. We were just in this radiant sunshine of love together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was with him. He felt like my grandfather.
Yeah.
You know, with his white hair and his little ascot or whatever the hell he was wearing. It was amazing, you know. Yeah. But it was very important because it was an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't met anybody. I hadn't been with anyone who was free.
Yeah.
Who I had a relationship with as a teacher at that point.
Yeah.
Right. And so it was like he said, this is it.
Yeah.
You understand profoundly. Yeah. You don't need any intellectual input.
Yeah.
I told him I couldn't read books anymore, and we laughed. I told him I couldn't even read his books, and we laughed.
Yeah.
I couldn't read one line.
Yeah.
I said, I read one line, I fall asleep. And then he said, just be this energy. Be this presence. Don't think about it. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it'll be permanent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he said, come and see me once in a while, see how you're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. Yeah, there's a lot of stories, but that's enough, really.
Yeah.
So it's important. What's really important, Brooks, is that you have that recognition. Trust that. That's what the talk was about. Yeah. Forget what you've heard or read.
It's so hard sometimes. Yeah. It's so
hard. Okay, but that's part of your work.
Yeah.
That's part of your work. Forget it, because mm-hmm. it's happening. Learn to follow the unknown, the mystery.
Yeah.
We follow the mystery.
I hear all the enlightened teachers, Ajahn included, say forget it, but I don't, when they're going through their process, I don't hear them saying that at the time. Oh, I forgot about it, and then that really helped me. I mean, of course, no one can know.
Well, I would say become intimate with the one who wants to know.
Yeah, yeah. That
That's why I asked you the question I asked. Yeah. So you don't push that away.
Yeah.
You don't deny your human need for a certain understanding.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be convinced to be one with not knowing. You can't. I don't know if you know this, but I make a clear distinction between description of awakened consciousness and instructions towards. They're very different.
Mm-hmm.
People often take description for instruction, and that creates a spiritual identity.
Right. No, I'm not confused about that.
Okay.
but it is, Or maybe more importantly, rather than the anyone's what it happened to anyone else, it's really more the internal. This feeling that you this what you pointed out.
Yeah.
So
So let the presence keep being here, and then notice how being available to the wanting, longing, wanting to know, all of that is playing out. Every time I say that, you open more.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's enough. It's good to see you. Nice to meet you. I hope I see you again.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Patricia, come on up.
Hi.
Hi.
I was trying to figure out what I wanted to ask, and I realized that what I really would like is some support.
Okay.
Going through a time where I'm being very challenged by a lot of areas that are my Achilles heel, this kind of relationship to work. And it's been very...
Let me adjust my hearing things, because some tones are hard. I've got hearing loss, so just a second. Sorry, just take a minute. Go ahead. Sorry for the interruption.
No, it's okay. So I've been going through a really challenging time at work, and it's pushing all my buttons. But I guess the upside is I realize where my buttons are.
That is the upside. It's not easy, but...
Yeah. So it's been kind of... So there's a part of me that's kind of fascinated and another emotional part of me that's really struggling with it.
It's important not to overwhelm yourself with that and just do one thing at a time. That's it. There you go. Just let that in. You can only be aware of just... right now. That's there. You see, it's already working. So whatever you're feeling right now is starting to discharge, and it's also opening up the space around you. So, and often when you do that, often a lot of the other things will go right along and shift. So, otherwise you could get tangled up in complexity. This is where you want to simplify attention, okay? And really have it be caring to yourself, because you're having a hard time. You know, it's a lot of pain.
It's hard to tell the difference between wanting to run because you really should run.
Yeah.
Or because you just feel like you want to get away from the pain.
That's sometimes we just don't know which it is. So that's where you experiment. See what works. Something's deepening right now. You feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, opening up a lot. We're forced to grow. We're forced to learn. We're forced to become free, actually, because it's our nature to realign with that. Just is. So these conditions bring us back to it. They just bring us back. I think it's working for you. That doesn't mean that you may want to get another job. And that may be what you do. Whatever is going on right now, Patricia, is definitely deepening you without question. And that's always difficult because it's like we're moving into unknown territory. That's always the nature of a way of moving more into the freedom that we are, is it's completely unknown. And yet that becomes a relief.
I feel like I'm starting to break out of some patterns that have been around for a long time.
Good.
Well, breaking out might be a little optimistic but
I think I know what you mean because I know you. Yeah. Yeah, I can feel it and I can see it. I agree. That is happening. In gestation, you know, or the, you know, the caterpillar coming out of the chrysalis or whatever it's called, that takes time. As someone was saying, the process of embodiment, I like that. It's ongoing.
Yeah, and I think I'm really trying to deeply understand that we're all trying to figure this out. I mean, just how to move through life. Nobody has it worked out.
And true.
Especially me.
That's opening you right now. Beautiful. See, this is deeply empowering and liberating at the same time. What's happening with you? There's layers of the bud that are breaking open right now.
There's been facing a lot of fear too.
Mm-hmm. You're very, very present and very expansive too. And in a process on a personal level, that's also happening. Sometimes it's hard to trust, isn't it? What you're going through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask for that. Deeply within. Ask to be able to trust how you're being guided. Because you are. It's very obvious. The doer in us wants to do it, wants to get it, wants to understand it, wants to fix it, wants to make it right, you know, all that. That's okay. That's just human nature, of course.
I want to trust it.
Yeah, good. It's working. It's working. You're opening quite a bit. You okay?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, we're out of time for questions, but we do have some time to sit quietly together for a little bit. So just make yourself comfortable. The sacred space that we experience here is you. And if it wasn't, you wouldn't be experiencing it, or you wouldn't be aware of it, maybe. And maybe you're not right now, and that's okay. Yeah, that's cool. Something in you is resonating on that frequency, even if you're not particularly aware of it right now, or other things are foreground. So, you know, be understanding of wherever you're at, okay? And but it's really a powerful act of your own deep knowing to be available in this space here. That really, even if you're in resistance, even if you're struggling with what is, some part of you deeply, profoundly longs to be free. So it's really beautiful that you're here. I want to thank you so much for taking the time and making the effort and just being here, because it isn't necessarily easy to be here, because you have to face yourself. And that isn't always easy, depending on what's cooking in you, what you're going through, what you're feeling, the challenges you have, all of it, you know, the whole laundry list of human reality. Difficult to sit down. No wonder we're so distracted all the time and are constantly checking our email and whatever, tripping out on the internet, shooting heroin, whatever you're doing, you know, whatever you're doing to get by. Have another drink. We're going to start having satsang cocktail hour. You know, one of my funniest lines I ever heard from Woody Allen was his definition of reality: what people cling to who can't handle drugs. That was really funny. Sorry if I upset anybody with that. Truth is, we're always doing the best we can, and we're trying to just make it and get through another day, right? So love yourself. Take good care of yourself. Hope to see you soon, and happy trails. Thank you.